Hooking you up with millennial dating advice. I'm your host, Heather Hopkins, and you're listening to The Hookup. All right, guys, we're back in the studio. This is Heather Hopkins, and I have some very special guests here. This is the Men Tell All, but this is the Nice Boys version. Okay, so to my right, I have Mr. Zachary Rusin. He's an actor. We're homies. We're neighbors. And he just played my on-screen boyfriend.
Yes.
And he's a self-described savage.
What?
Give me one word to describe yourself, and he has described himself as a savage. So, ladies, right, watch out. Next up, we have Jeff, who is a stuntman who also is stunting on them ladies.
You know how I do.
He's a twin, motivational human, and my hiking buddy. And then next up, we have Steven, who is fresh from a date last night. How are you feeling, Steven? Tired?
I feel great though.
Okay, good. We'll hear from that. We'll hear about that after this. He's a songwriter, professional LaCroix drinker. I don't know if you're a professional, but you're an avid LaCroix drinker. He's a sweetheart and lady killer. Okay, so let's hear about the date. It went really well.
It went very well.
Tell us.
No, you can't. We don't have to say names.
She was a girl.
A girl. That's good.
A girl that you met at
Choich.
Choich. Oh, the Choich. Yes.
Yeah, I met her last week. We've just been hitting off.
All right. And then you finally took the plunge and asked her on a date?
Yeah, I texted her.
No, the texting game! Let's go!
Okay.
But what'd you say, though?
Yeah.
Hey, I don't know what your schedule's like this week, but let's grab a bite to eat and go mini golfing.
Boom. Oh, I like it. It's like... Here we go.
Always anytime.
I already planned what we're gonna do. That's good. Okay, as always, I have a segment called That's My Jam.
Okay.
So you guys can tell us what your jam is right now. Zachary, would you like to start us out?
Oh man, a lot of pressure.
What's your jam?
My jam, honestly, I like a girl with a little sass.
A little attitude, sass?
But not too much. Like a good safe amount in the sense that she's fun and easygoing, but not afraid to challenge.
Okay. All right, Steven, what's your jam right now?
I would say someone who, I don't know, they're very, like, passionate about and, like, independent.
Okay.
They have their own thing going for them, and they just, yeah.
All right. <It's your jam>. You didn't have to do it about girls.
Okay,
it could be a general
my jam.
Jam.
Now is sugar.
Okay.
String cheese and roller skating. I don't know what it is. But
sugar, string.
All three at the same time.
Okay. String cheese. What side of that?
I was a child. I just loved peeling the little strings, whatever.
It's really entertaining.
It is.
I love food that's like entertaining. You know what I'm saying?
I love food in general. You know,
you know, like the foods that take a while to eat and you're just like that entertaining.
You know, the
that's how I feel about boba.
Oh, it's
like,
I was gonna say
boba is like it doesn't do anything for you, but
disgusting.
I don't like it.
What?
You think it's thoroughly
insane?
Really?
I love shooting it at my friends from behind and it sticks on you.
Okay, that's just rude.
So are you supposed to eat like the balls?
I don't get it. To me, it's busy work.
Let me explain it to
you. From
Taiwan. The balls, they get like colder and then they're the perfect consistency between like super chewy.
Yep.
But it doesn't taste like anything. It's busy work. It's busy eating.
Why don't they flavor it? If they flavored it, I would enjoy it more.
Yes, I agree. I don't get it. I don't get the boba. I don't get the boba craze.
I'm on it.
Okay, guys, we're going to play a game here. It's called... No, dude, I one time had like the most boring lecture ever, and I purposely went and got boba so I could just have something entertainment.
Wow.
You know?
You're doing it all.
Yeah. I was like, fine, I'll get boba. I'll try it. At least this is a boring time to eat it. Okay. So now we're going to play a game called Damn or Dumb. Now, I played this with the ladies on men's fashion trends.
Okay.
But now we're going to play it on the other side. So I'm going to give off things that girls do, and you're going to say Damn or Dumb.
Got you.
Okay. So what do you think about when girls wear fashion glasses? Like the yellow ones. Like they're not prescription. They're just like just for fashion.
Okay, it depends.
No, just put your signs up, and then we'll talk about it.
That's important, though.
Okay, we got a damn from Jeff. No, you can't do the ball. You can't do
both. Context. Are they the 1990s, like the slim ones, or are they the huge, like?
They're like aviator.
Oh, just normal, like.
No, but not like sunglasses. Right. They're like just clear or like yellow. You know those look. Damn. Okay. Damn.
Three damn.
All right, ladies, you can continue on. Okay. How about one pieces? You know how a lot of girls are like screwing the bikini and they like one piece.
Like the bodies.
No, no, no. I mean, like for the beach. For the beach. Damn, damn, damn. Oh, the boys love it.
They're wearing anything. Well, it's always good.
Okay, this is going to be... Okay, great. Awesome. I've heard... See, the guys in college would, like, at my school were always like, oh, why do girls wear one pieces? So that's interesting.
It's... No, I'm just going to...
Yeah, yeah. I think it's the... Yeah.
The ones that are, like...
Okay, how about, like, biker hats? Like, you know those, You know the ones that... I have one in my closet right now.
Do they actually ride a bike or no?
No.
No, dumb.
Dumb. Dumb.
If they have a bike, it's cool.
Dumb.
If they have a bike, it's
cool. Dumb backwards. Okay, they all said dumb, so stop it, ladies. No more biker hats. Okay, this is just a, okay. This is just, like, an opinion. You don't need to put up damn or dumb. Converse or Adidas?
That's like a context question as well.
It depends on their outfit.
Converse.
Converse. I know. Some guys are like, Converse, so cute when a girl wears Converse. Yeah.
I don't even know. It's honestly, I don't care.
Okay.
For me, I mean, I would say like shoes are the most important part of an outfit at times. And like, if a girl's like wearing like, I don't know, like flannel or like a shirt, like Converse, it's really cute. But if she's wearing like heels? Something super dope and like Adidas, like old school like Adidas or something, I think that's cool too. It's just how they carry themselves with it.
I mean, it's LA, so everyone's kind of
Yeah. How about perfectly sculpted brows? Like, you know the girls who have like perfect brows and they're filled in, they're all just like. Damn.
I mean, do I have to? I don't.
Dumb. I mean, dumb. You know what I'm saying though, or are you guys confused?
On sometimes.
But yes.
But the thing is, like, as a guy, like, I'm not looking at their eyebrows.
Okay.
Like, real, like, I mean.
Well, because some girls, it's like they're like super into the brows. Yeah. Like, they're like, I wouldn't leave the house without my brows.
I mean, I get my eyebrows threaded. I love eyebrows. I
mean, yeah. You have good brows, ladies. Steven has good brows.
Yeah, Jeff, he's a.
Actually, everyone here has good brows. See. Okay, how about dark lipstick? You know what I'm talking about. Where's your signs? Get your signs out.
I dig it.
Dumb. Damn. Okay, Steven and Jeff like it. Zach, do not come to him.
I'm not going
to
say I don't like it, but I like a brighter look better.
Okay. Do you guys like red
smiley,
lipstick?
Fun,
yeah,
dark.
I mean, like all lipstick.
I like all lips, you know?
All lips. Okay.
Stop there.
How about glitter eyeshadow?
That's still a thing. That's like an Instagram.
Dumb.
It gets all over. All
right.
It gets on your clothes. It gets on everything.
How about, what do you guys think about eyelash extensions? Haven't you seen a lot of girls with like those crazy eyelashes now?
I mean.
What are you thinking about it?
I don't really care either way.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good, so okay. It's cool, but.
Okay.
If you go in the pool and.
What do you think, Steven?
I don't know. It depends. I mean, honestly, I think it's dumb. I don't care.
Yeah.
I can't notice it.
Really? That's okay.
I brought the eyelashes.
I know.
Yeah, I don't
care.
But
really?
Yeah.
I feel like it's more for girls.
I can tell the difference, but some girls, like, have it natural and it looks good, but then some girls are doing it too crazy. Like, it's looking, like, crazy now.
Wild.
It's turning into, like, a little too crazy. People get, like, addicted and then
they don't see. Depends maybe, like, how much they do with it.
Yeah.
They're curled. If they're, like, curled, that's wild.
And they have, like, diamonds on the end.
They're, like, touching your eyebrows and you're doing something wrong. Cause that's
Oh, gosh. Okay. Now this game is called Burning Questions, okay? So I'm going to play as, like, an orchestra person. Or what is that? What's the person in charge of an orchestra?
The maestro.
The maestro. Conductor. The maestro. I'm the conductor. Okay, so when I point at you, that's your time to respond. Okay,
right. Cool.
All right, if a girl follows me on Instagram and likes a bunch of my pictures, I think.
Follow her back and direct message her.
No. Immediately.
It depends how well I know her, but if I don't know her too well, I might slip into those DMs.
Okay.
Honestly, it depends if she's attractive or not. She's attractive,
yeah,
like, true. You better put him sliding
the DMs. Zach doesn't care. He's following everyone. So, ladies, go and do that to Zach and he'll follow you and DM you. If a girl, if we're on a date.
It's like, shit. What did I do?
Okay, so you're on a date and then the girl hands you the check. What do you think?
Are we talking about the first date?
Yeah, first date.
First date, yeah.
Like, she just, like...
Oh. I mean, I'm gonna paint no matter what, but that'll probably be the last date, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, like, yesterday it was cool because, like, the waiter put, like, the check in the middle of the table and she went, like, to make an effort to have her wallet. But I knew she was in a, well, I need to pay, but
she was one of those things.
Yeah, yeah. But,
and I'm like, I respected that.
Yeah, exactly. It's not expected, but obviously you're gonna end up probably paying.
Right.
And you're happy to do it.
Exactly.
But if she's like, pay.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, like if a girl's like, here you go.
No.
Yeah,
okay. If a girl starts talking about her ex on the first date, I think
she's crazy.
Depends what they're saying about like their ex.
Yeah.
It depends. The
outlook.
Like, we talked about our exes yesterday, like goofing off a little bit.
Yeah.
It could be positive. Why it didn't work, and then you could be like, oh.
Okay, if a girl if a girl orders two entrees, I think.
Awesome. All the apples.
Zach.
Wow.
Is one of them for me or?
She just, you order your own, and then she's like, they come to her, and she's like, yeah, I'll get the steak, and I'll get the other, big chicken roasted.
I mean, I guess she's not afraid to eat.
You go, girl.
Cool, but I mean, that's,
you go, girl.
If I'm paying first date again, it's like, come on, girl. You know I'm paying.
Well, it depends. Is she ordering just like a chicken or like the filet mignon?
No, she's ordering like the filet and the salmon.
So she's
like full on entrees.
Jeff's right. You have to ask that question.
What?
Is she thinking about you or just trying to get a...
No, you're paying. Assume that you're paying.
Yeah, I know, but it's
and
like,
she orders two entrees.
There's a lot of girls out there that like
that are just
the
like,
whole
yeah,
I'll pay for
yeah,
it.
Lifestyle,
breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert. You know,
after,
I literally had a friend that did that.
Wait, what?
2 months. BLDD.
What is that? Breakfast, lunch,
breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert.
Free meals.
Oh,
she went out with four guys.
What?
To get meals.
That happens.
Yeah.
No. So I.
You're kidding me.
Not kidding you.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is savage. I am not savage. That is savage.
Okay.
There's a difference between, like, the sugar, like dating a model. It's an expectation. But versus, I'm going to order these two huge things, and, like, the guy doesn't know. I think that's kind of messed up.
Yeah. Okay. If a girl keeps checking her phone during the first date, I think...
She's not into me.
I think I'm leaving.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay. If a girl tells you she loves you after a month of being together, you say, but you don't feel you really like her, but like you don't necessarily have that same feeling set.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I like you.
We like you.
I feel all good inside.
Yes.
Thank you for that.
Oh my gosh.
Mom doesn't, so someone does.
Okay, guys, we're gonna be right back. Okay. Now, this game is called Tell Me Your Process, okay?
Ooh.
So, here's what happens. You are at a bar, you meet this really cute girl, she seems really cool. Now what? What happens next? Tell us your process. Steven, you go first. No pulling from each other,
okay,
just have your own.
So, if I'm at the bar...
Yes, you're at the bar, you meet the cute girl.
Yep.
Night's over.
Yep.
Now what?
I mean, honestly, in general, I don't like... Just my past, like, history, like, making, like, something, like, work with, like, a girl at a bar.
Okay.
But if she's really cool, if she's, like, super unique and, like, just not basic.
Yeah, she is. Let's assume
she
is.
Yeah, basic. Yeah, I'll get her number and I'll text her and then, like,
what will you text her?
Hey, it was great getting to meet you yesterday. What are you doing this week?
Okay. And then...
super low key.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Next up, Jeff.
So I meet a girl at the bar. We have a blast. I definitely text her. Usually that night, I just say my name, and I probably say like a funny thing that happened that night, whatever.
Okay.
Relatable. Then probably the next day, probably call her if I really like her. Though,
yeah.
I'm not. Wasting time.
Good.
Calling is good.
Calling is good, you guys.
Set something up. I try to do it right then and there.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if it's like a week in advance, I don't text her. Texting is for like.
Yeah.
For the date, you know?
Yeah.
And then we see what happens. And then usually it works out.
All right. Usually it works
out. Because she brings up her ex, and I'm like, you're crazy. And she wants me to pay the bill, and I'm like, nah.
Yeah, and then she does all those things. All right, Zach, what do you do?
I try to tie in the connection with something we said. Because I just think then it shows another level of we actually connected. This is something that I think is cool that you did, and I'd want to do it too. I would be lying if I didn't say I'd want to call right away. Because, I mean, I feel like if you hit it off with somebody, you're like, when am I going to see them again?
Yeah.
But I've learned, for me, the longer I wait, not an absurd amount of time, not like a week, but a while, if mm-hmm. I wait a while longer, mm-hmm. it sets it up better for a long-term thing, especially
definitely.
At a
bar.
Okay.
She'll be thinking and stuff.
Yeah. Being she's like, mystery. She's thinking about it too. You're both.
See, no, I don't like that.
See, okay, it kind of. See,
I'll give you some.
I don't like that.
So I texted the girl like an hour ago.
Okay. Saying you had a good time.
Yeah, I had a really good time. When am I going to see your face again?
Okay. Yeah. See, I'm more like, I think it's better if you just. So while you're on the date at the end, yeah. you'd be like, that was so much fun. When yeah. can I see you again? Set it up.
Yeah.
And then be like, text me when you get home. Or like, I don't know if you drove her home. I don't know what the
yeah.
situation is. Okay. So then just, like, I feel like right after, like, just say something like, all right, good night. Like, let's, I don't know, like, follow up right after though. So sure. she's not wondering.
Well, yeah. is this date one or is this
date one?
Okay. That's a whole different thing then. So. Yeah. That's a whole yeah. different thing. Yeah. Then I would say after...
Right after.
I would say after, thank you. I would definitely send
that something. Night.
Yeah, that night, if it's a date.
Would you, do you wait
okay,
a
yeah,
day
okay,
or something?
So how I work is, like, if I ask the girl out right uh-huh. then and there, I'm yeah. not trying to waste any time, but I'm also not, like, clingy at all.
Yeah.
If she wants to go out, cool. If not, move on.
Yeah.
If you go on a date, probably, like, right after, or maybe, like, a couple hours after, mm-hmm. I say, hey, I had a great time, da-da-da,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
And then I probably, like, won't text her for a week.
Text for a week?
Okay.
Like,
okay.
You had a great time
with
this girl.
At least a couple days. But the thing is, it's like, when it comes to people trying to be a mystery and, like, trying to be the bad boy and, like, trying to
yeah.
like, push and pull, all that
yeah.
jazz, it's like, if you're living your life, like, how you should be living
yeah.
it, like,
yeah.
me, I'm really busy. I'm
yeah.
not, like, on my phone at all.
Yeah, of course.
So it's like,
I agree.
That's why, and it's not a week, I'm sorry. It's maybe, like, a day or two
yeah,
before
yeah.
I text her.
Okay, okay.
She just
big
texted
difference.
Her,
yeah.
Oh! See if you got a text back.
I will say this too, though. If you end your date the right way, and I don't mean in
yeah.
any weird way, but
yeah.
I mean, if you end it the right way, that's all the closure I think that person
yeah.
needs. They're going to come home and hopefully go
agreed.
To bed thinking, it's
exactly.
I have enough. He, the
yeah,
way he
I agree. I just think, don't wait a week, or don't, I think it needs to be either, like, that night, right after you see him,
sure.
be like, I just got home, like, I had so much fun.
Yeah.
That's a close. Then, or you do it the next day, like you
yeah.
did. Like, I had such a great time with you last night. I want to see you again.
I meant, like,
but
the next
not.
Time
don't play the games where you
I
wait
mean.
Like multiple days.
I don't.
That's like
that
is just
stupid. Don't
well,
do that.
Some people do that.
I know,
and I don't.
It's like,
okay.
It's like, why?
So the next thing, we'll do this one another time. But the last thing I want to talk about is your number one tip for a girl. So this is like. Like, key. Like, something that you could drop some wisdom on that you just wish that most girls knew. Who's got those right now the most?
Mine's cheesy.
Okay, Zach. That's okay. We like cheesy on the show.
Mine's common sense, I guess. I would think.
What?
But it's maybe, in my opinion, the most trouble I run into.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But just being yourself and being honest
yeah.
and not...
Yeah.
And being real.
Yeah.
We all have flaws and we all have things
yeah.
that we're insecure about or uncomfortable about. But
versus, have you been on a date was a girl, like, fake or not honest?
Yeah, trying to pump themselves up to being something
okay.
they're not, or trying
so
to
just
eat, feeling like I need to drive the date this way.
Oh yeah,
and not
okay.
just sitting in it and being
yeah.
relaxed.
Yeah.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, I would kind of tie in what he said, just being, like, authentic and, like, vulnerable and being
uh-huh.
like, and not, like, waste the other person's time and, like. Actually mean what you say.
Yeah.
Like when you ask them, like, what they feel, and they'll say something, there's a double meaning.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Okay, Jeff?
A lot of my female friends always ask me, like, they always tell me, like, Jeff, like, no one's asking me out, no one's approaching me.
Uh-huh.
And I tell them, are you being approachable?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're like, of course I am, da-da-da.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, the thing is, people tend to forget that. It comes to total communication. It's like three parts.
Uh-huh.
Verbal, which is 7%. It's like what you actually say. It's the words.
Uh-huh.
38% is tonality. It's
okay.
like what you hear. It's like the
yeah.
voice. And then 55% is the body language, which is the
really?
Biggest component of total communication. And it's like how people see you and how they feel about you, right?
Okay.
So it's like...
So about that,
yeah.
like, so if a girl, like, can you describe someone who would be approachable, what their body language would be like for
yeah.
someone who's not?
So, for instance, it's so funny how girls always want, like, guys to, like, read minds,
uh-huh.
but we can't. But what we can read is body language, right?
100%.
So it's,
really?
100%.
So, for instance, girls, you're at a party, right? You're by,
that's
like,
so interesting.
The punch bowl. You're
yeah.
at the best spot for people to
yeah.
approach you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're on your phone. you're texting your girlfriend or on Instagram, whatever, right? And there's a cute guy on the other side that's been watching you, trying to, you know, get your attention, trying to approach you.
Yeah.
But all he sees is your body language screaming literally like, oh, don't approach me. I'm busy. Yeah. I'm in my world.
Got it.
Right?
Yeah. Totally.
And now versus a girl that's like walking around, smiling, laughing, talking to people, her arms are more open.
Yeah.
It's definitely more approachable. And that girl's going to get more, like, more approaches from guys.
And guys would love to be approached.
Yeah.
Almost anywhere. Even if I'm not interested in the girl, if she comes up to me, it's a cool friend then or something.
Yeah.
I love that.
Definitely.
That is like a huge turn on when a girl is.
We have a whole episode on that's going to be on approach, like girls approaching versus guys approaching.
Yeah. So. In psychology class in,
so interesting.
In college, like some like things that like girls do, just like theory stuff, it's really interesting. Like they'll play with their hair a lot. Play with their hair a lot, they twirl it, or they'll show their neck. Mm-hmm. Like they'll put their hair like to show their neck, or they'll bite their lip a little bit.
You guys know all this stuff?
Oh yeah,
I don't know
all the signs.
It's hard, like they love it when a guy's like staring like into their eyes, but they keep looking away, like they're seeing like
and their
that
feet
contact.
Are like pointed at the guy.
100%.
Oh, I know that part. Like the pointing of wherever your feet are directed.
And
that's
then
where you're interested.
Body language, the guy's body work, language.
Really?
Like, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, it's awesome stuff. You can literally like
so interesting. So good. Okay, so I always end my podcast with a challenge for the week, and my challenge is to find these types of guys and date them. For example, drop your Insta.
Jeff Samuels. It's Geoff.
They're all single and great guys. Geoff Samuels.
I am going on a date this week, though.
Okay, so he might be taken by the time this episode.
Won't be taken.
But, okay, Steven, how about you? Steven's already fresh off a date. This one might work out. But.
I think this girl's really cool. Yeah.
Okay.
But also, I'll give you guys my Insta.
Yeah.
You can follow me.
He also has a YouTube, so.
yeah, both my Insta and YouTube are the same. STEVENSJBLIN.
Okay.
Following now.
Zachary.
Steven and Jeff right
now. Yeah, follow them right now.
Follow your boy.
I'll give you mine. It's just my name, Zachary Rusin.
He just got his name. He's that special. awesome. All of us are like, blah, blah, blah.
Mine's my name,
too. Oh, yeah, no fair. really? But you have, like, an underscore now?
No. No underscore life.
I didn't get my name.
Wow.
I have an A. I had to put my middle name because Heather Hopkins was taken. So you can follow me, too, at Heather A. Hopkins.
Yeah,
all right, guys. We'll see you back next week. Goodbye.
Peace.